Welcome once again to the 5-Minute Concept Series for Windows Server 2008 R2. In our previous screencast, we talked a little bit about how to install your ASP.NET applications on Server Core R2. Now we're going to be talking about how to debug these applications on Server Core R2. If you're an ASP.NET developer, then you're most likely used to debugging your ASP.NET code by running on a test environment and just starting debugging with Visual Studio. But given that there's no GUI in Server Core R2 when you want to debug your applications on the OS itself, then the process is a little bit different, as we will see here in the next slides. So in order to debug, there's several steps that you need to carry out. First and foremost, you need to install the website on your Server Core machine. There's various ways in which you can do this, and there's a previous screencast in which we talked how to use this by means of remote management, so you might want to check that one out in case you're not familiar with the process. You can also use app command to install it, and the app command is a command line utility that is bundled with IIS in which you can use to create websites and install applications and so on. Once you have your website up and running, you run the remote debug, say the remote debugger on the Server Core machine. And that's all that needs to be taking place on the Server Core machine itself. On the Visual Studio machine, what we're going to be calling your develop machine, you're going to be creating an empty solution and just adding the folder that has the exact same contents as the website folder running on Server Core. You're going to put that on your develop machine and you're going to be creating an existing website. So once you get that out of the way, what you need to do is to modify the project properties. And there's two things that you need to modify. First, you need to make sure that you want to request that an external application needs to trigger the debugging settings, and also that you want to use a custom server, which needs to be the URL of the website you're trying to debug. So instead of starting debugging as you normally would, you would use the attach to process option from the debug menu. And we'll specify the server process that we're trying to attach to, and for doing so we're going to attach to the web service running our web application on the Server Core machine. And also you must specify the type of code that you want to debug. And this is very important, because if you leave options like T-SQL checked when you run debug your application, there you're going to have some errors. So you're going to make sure that you only select the manage code option. So that's all I have for slides. We're now going to switch over to my Server Core machine, which is what you have on screen. I have already installed the website because just for the sake of brevity, I tried to make it so to save some time. So the next step, if you recall, is to just launch the remote debugger. And I already have the remote debugger here on my X-Default folder, and it's called msbs-mon-exe. So I launched that. And here it is. My debugger is up and running under administrator, and this is the name of my server, Server 2008 R2, and it's waiting for connections. So this is basically all that needs to take place here on Server Core. Going back to my develop machine, like I said, an easy way to do this is to just create an empty solution like the one I have right here. And now I can just right click on it and select add, and I would select add existing website. Now we're gonna try to add the website, and there's various options over here. We have file system, local IIS, FTP, remote site. The option which you're most likely used to by now is local IIS, by debugging a local instance of your web application. So that is not what we're going to be doing. What we're going to be doing is selecting the file system and just browsing through in your file system and select the folder, which is an exact replica of the folder that is running your web application on your Server Core instance. So in this case, it's this one right here, website. So I just like to open it, and it's going to bring all the files that I have on my Server Core web application. And let me just switch to Internet Explorer, and as you can see here on my address on the top, I have Server Core R2. It's running off port 81, and the folder name is website. And if I just hit this, it's going to load a very simple web application. It's just shows some buttons, and it tries to match the button with a random number that it regenerates to see if you got the right button. Going back to Visual Studio, I can go ahead and select view code for the default ASPX code behind page. And now over here I'm going to set a breakpoint from my switch button text. So I want to see what button was pressed when it reaches this breakpoint right here. Okay, now that we have the breakpoint set, nothing's going to happen until we change some of the project properties. So to do so, I right-click on the project and select Property Pages. Over here you have several options: References, Build, Accessibility, Start Options, and MS Build Options. The one we're interested in is this one right here, Start Options. You have various options for the start action, and the one we're interested in is Don't Open a Page, Wait for a Request from an External Application. So you can select that. And also you want to make sure that you use a custom server, and the base URL is the one that you're trying to debug. So if I'm just going to go over to my Internet Explorer webpage, go to the address and copy that, switch back to Visual Studio and paste that as my custom server. And that should take care of that. Now under the debuggers section right here, make sure that you only have ASP.NET selected. The rest, both of these should be disabled. Click OK once you've made any these changes to the properties. That's all there is to it. And now we need to debug the application right now. So instead of going to debug and start debugging, what we're going to be doing is selecting attach to process instead, as you can see from the dialog. The attach to process dialog requires several things, one of which is the qualifier name, and this is basically the username, which is administrator, followed by the at sign, and then the name of the server that we're trying to connect the remotely debug, which is server 2008R2. Okay, once this is selected, you can click the refresh button, and you can see here it's now going to show all the processes that are running on the server core install machine. Make sure that show processor from all users is selected. And also one of the very important things is that you want to make sure that over here where it says attached to, that you click on the select button, and make sure that only managed code is selected. And click OK when you have verified that. The process we're trying to attach to is most likely not listed at the moment. Actually it is. It's this one right here, W3WP, and that's going to be running for as long as the web application is loaded. If some time passes by, you're not going to be able to find this process right here. So a way to quickly make sure that it shows up again is just to go back to your website, refresh it, and it's going to load again, and just go back and the process will be listed. In the case where I'm showing you right now, the process was already listed, but if you are not able to see the process, make sure you just reload the web application and it will show up. Okay, once you have the process listed right here, just click on the attach button. It's going to warn you that it's potentially harmful to your computer. We can bypass this and just click on attached. If we go and switch over to our web application and we click on any of the buttons, then we're going to hit the breakpoint. And in this case, it was the second button that was selected, button to text. And we can now go and debug this application regularly, like if it were running locally on our machine. But right now, it's running remotely on the server core install, and by means of the remote debugger, we're able to go ahead and see all the different parameters and values that are on the instance running on server core. So once again, to recap what you've seen so far, you need to make sure that your application is running, that you have the same folder on your application as if you have it on your website running on your server core install. You want to make sure that your remote debugger is correctly configured and running. You also want to make sure that you select the project properties that we configured here to make sure that it connects to the remote server, and that you attach the process and you attach to the process the W3 process in order to debug your application. Hopefully this will make it easier for you to squash the bugs in your code in the future, and if you have any questions or comments, please do post on the fields below. Thanks for watching, and see you next time around.